Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. And I also hope that you enjoyed last week's special weekly guitar meeting with all those Roma Expo limited edition guitars. I would say let's start with the first instrument of this week, which is made by Luigi Sabatini. And I think this is the second instrument that I'm reviewing made by Luigi Sabatini, and he's building lattice braced guitars like this one. And this is brand new, and this guitar is called Edelweiss. This is how Luigi Sabatini is naming his guitars, Edelweiss, which is a German word actually. Edel means elegant and Weiss means white, so Edel. Elegant white Edelweiss. Yeah, anyway. And this guitar has some little modern elements such as the sound port, and we have very good Alessi tuning machines, high quality spruce top, and Indian rosewood back and sides. And what I also like about this instrument is the scale length. It's 64 centimeters. I would say, let's play a few notes on it. Responsive, powerful, and well-balanced. These are the first three qualities of this guitar that I noticed. Especially the responsiveness. You barely touch the string and the tones are there. Sound character is quite mid-rangey and bassy. So if you like guitars with deep basses and a lot of resonance, I think you will like this instrument. Thank you. So it was a Luigi Sabatini guitar, a lattice braced guitar, and I think also the sound port helps a lot. You have a more secure feeling if you are playing your instrument, as you are hearing yourself much better. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar, and let's move to the next one. The next guitar is made by an Italian master. It's made by Lorenzo Frignani, a guitar maker who is building also since many, many years bowed instruments. And he is also quite famous for his bowed instruments, but also for his guitars. Every guitar has a very special sound character. I mean, not every guitar, but all his guitars have something common, and the sound character is very specific, and you will hear it in a bit. And he is always using super beautiful spruce tops with some hazels on the top, also a very beautiful rosette, and we have cerakote back and sides, which I also find very beautiful. So, a guitar maker with a great taste for the woods and also for the sound. Wonderful, wonderful. I'm enjoying all the soft overtones of this guitar, but also the color and how even the sound is in every position. Also the sustain is great. So basically it's a guitar with many, many qualities that a professional classical guitarist needs. Also, the comfort on this guitar is very, very, very good. I mean, it's a super comfortable guitar to play on. And somehow I have the feeling that this is a very musical instrument. If you have ideas how to arrange your piece, or if you want to change the colors and the dynamics, I have the feeling that this guitar gives you all those possibilities to arrange your music, and that's why I think this is a very musical instrument. Last piece. Thank you. I'm very curious on your thoughts on the sound of this brand new Lorenzo Ferrignani guitar, number 274 with Cerakote, rosewood back and sides. It's a beautiful guitar. And the next guitar is made by Eres Perelman, who is based in Canada. It's, I think, the fourth or the fifth guitar made by Eres Perelman that I'm trying, and every guitar sounds very beautiful, very musical instrument, well-balanced, traditional tone, but at the same time, you have projection and power in the sound, so I like his guitars a lot. And this guitar is brand new from 2026, and it has a 64 centimeters scale, which I also love. And we have a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's a very clean built guitar, very precise work, and we have a little decoration also on the headstock of this guitar. I would say enough talking, let me play a few notes on it. First of all, I think I'm in love with the dark character of this guitar, sound-wise. It's dark, smooth, bassy, but you have at the same time the tone separation. Very good sustain, super long tones. Overtones. This is a guitar with exactly my sound idea or taste, let's say taste. Also very comfortable to play. Maybe it's also due to the 64 centimeters scale, but also the shape of the neck. I really like it a lot. It's not too thick, but also not too thin. It's an instrument perfectly made for professional classical guitarists because it feels very comfortable and everything works very well. It has the full sound. It's projective, it's also very even. I mean, all the tones and the tones, strings, in different positions have the same intensity, and it makes this guitar overall very comfortable to play on, or it gives you at least a very good feeling while you are performing. Congratulations to Eres Perelman for building such an amazing sounding guitar. And I'm also curious on your thoughts about the sound of this guitar. It's a great guitar. The next guitar is made by Vincent Hummel from Germany, from Chemnitz. And this guitar has the number 65. Vincent Hummel is building traditional but also double top guitars, and I always saying the same thing about his guitars, that his double top guitars have really the qualities of a traditional guitar. They are very clear in the tone and you can follow every note, which is of course very important. And this guitar is brand new. It has a cedar top and it looks slightly different than the previous guitar. I don't know what changed. Maybe on the purfling of the guitar, we are seeing a little decoration. We have his typical elegant, but at the same time simple rosette. You can find this structure also on the bridge of the guitar and also on the headstock. And we have Madagascar, rosewood back and sides. Very beautiful Madagascar. It's a premium wood, I'm telling you. And we have a slightly elevated fingerboard. So, a modern guitar, double top, with elevated fingerboard, but you have the traditional soul or character still. This is one of those double top guitars with a very long sustain and clear tone. So it's different than the other typical double top guitars, which have a very responsive sound. The tones are slightly shorter than this one, and the sound is also more mid-range. But this one is very clear, and the tones are long. Can hold on for a long time on the notes. Okay, I lost the melody, but I think you noticed the sustain, the very good sustain of this guitar. Thank you. the tones are very clear. It's still covered with some smoothness and a lot of overtones, which makes this guitar very pleasant to play on, especially to practice longer sessions. Because if a guitar is too bright, probably at some point it can be a bit, I don't know, disturbing for the ears if you are going to practice like 4 or 5 hours a day, which you probably don't. But I remember as a student, music student in the music university, it was the daily life. You had to practice 3 to 5 hours a day. And yeah, but I also remember that I could play probably a 60, 70 minute program in a concert at that time. Now it's like not the case. It's not like the studying years. Well, last piece and then we move to the next guitar. It's a lot of fun to play on this Vincent Hummel guitar, a double top guitar, as I said, with the qualities of a traditional guitar. Let me know your thoughts. And let's move to the last two guitars of this week. The next guitar is a very interesting guitar. Why? Because this is made by one of the most famous double top guitar makers worldwide, Michel Bruch. But this guitar is from 1993 and this is a solid top guitar. So it's not a double top. And it's, at least I find it always very interesting to try guitars made by Gernot Wagner or Matthias Dammann or Michel Bruch from their beginning years as a guitar maker. It's interesting that many of those guitars are sound-wise still similar to a new double top guitar. Of course, the guitars are still different and the new ones are much more improved, but the character is still the same in many cases. And this guitar is, as I said, from 1993, made by Michel Bruch. It's a solid top guitar with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides, and it has the number 17. Let's see how it sounds. Lovely. This was already at that time in 1993 a brilliant guitar. It has such a warm tone, such a room feeling tone, a lot of overtones, forward going, and I love the sound. The tone is so beautiful. I think I can tell you straight away, I like the character of this tone more than a brand new double top guitar of Michel Bruch. Of course, that double top guitar has different qualities, but in terms of sound color, this is just pure beauty. Michel Bruch guitar from 1993. Super beautiful sounding guitar. I think this is the highlight of this guitar for me, the beautiful tone. And if I had to pick one highlight, it would be the beautiful tone of this instrument. And the last guitar of this week is also a double top guitar made by Leonardo De Gregorio from Italy. I remember, I think I had 7 or 8 years ago, also a guitar made by Leonardo De Gregorio. It was a double top guitar, a super powerful guitar, and everyone was like, wow, this guitar is loud. Who is the luthier? And this guitar is from 2024. It comes with a cedar top, slightly elevated fingerboard, and wenge back and sides. And also this guitar is similar to the Vincent Hummel guitar, a double top guitar with a great clarity, and you will hear it in a bit. What are your thoughts? I think this is also not sounding like a typical double top guitar, which is usually a bit more mid-rangey, but also you have here a great clarity in the tone. You are able to follow every note. And also beautiful in the color. Thank you. trebles of this guitar remind me a little bit of a, I don't know, Matthias Dammann guitar or Cops. Beautiful. So, it was also the last guitar of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. Please let us know in the comments which guitar did you like the most and why. Because some people just love a guitar because of the rosette. And the other ones, they don't care about the rosette or aesthetics at all. And they only listen to the sound. So the... Yeah, the expectations are very different, and it's interesting to know your opinion. And if you enjoyed the video, please don't forget to leave a like. Have a nice weekend and see you next Friday.